Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are back. It is Marks and Reese live from Chickies in South Philly. Home for all the tourney games, great food, and all of your favorite beverages. Chickies and Pete, South Philly, stop by. Obviously, you can, place is going crazy today, Ike. It's one of the great days to take off work and go out and get your Ike juice on. And
oh, you think all these people took off work?
Yeah, where they went to lunch and they're never coming back. Well, I mean, I saw just on a lap, so we're upstairs in the catwalk, I saw bunch of people that I knew that were just like, yeah, man, here for the games. Yeah, I do think people take off work. We didn't.
It's pretty cool. Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we'll go to the phones in a second. Ben, what is the sentiment on social media right now regarding this conversation about what's fair and what's not with Carson Wentz?
Well, the most interesting point I've heard brought up so far is from Jose and Roby, and they both made this point, which is that we need to stop letting Nick Foles affect our emotions, that maybe all this debate about Carson Wentz really has nothing to do with Carson Wentz and everything to do with Nick Foles. And maybe we have to do this thing where we say, hey, we're not going to talk about Nick Foles anymore. We're not going to compare Carson Wentz to Nick Foles. We're not going to set that standard. We're not going to talk about who won the Super Bowl. We're going to pretend like Nick Foles never existed for this year and just view Carson in a vacuum, because otherwise we're going to drive ourselves nuts.
Who the hell is talking about Nick Foles?
Oh, well, I think a lot of people are. I think there are two things.
I'm talking about John and I.
We have.
You guys aren't, but I think there are two kinds of people. There are the people who acknowledge that there is a Foles versus Wentz thing, and there are the people who don't acknowledge it, but it does play in. If Foles hadn't come in and won the Super Bowl, and they had gone to the NFC Championship game with Wentz, I don't know if the debate's the same. I think that we're looking at it differently because such a high bar has been set because they did win a Super Bowl without Carson.
Well, but here's the crazy thing. They didn't win the Super Bowl without Carson. We just keep telling ourselves that because he didn't actually play in the game. They didn't get to the Super Bowl without Carson Wentz. But that's neither here nor there. Here's the thing. In what other city would you win a Super Bowl and come back the next year with a guy coming off a torn ACL? Would you put pressure on him to win a Super Bowl in that year? In what other city would you do that?
I mean,
nowhere.
Put pressure on him to win a Super Bowl? What, win him to win games?
I just said win the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, that's what you're out there for, right?
I said coming off of winning the Super Bowl, and what other city would they put pressure on the quarterback who's coming off a torn ACL to win a Super Bowl the next year?
Well, I guess not in this city.
Nowhere.
With some people.
They would do that nowhere. Only here.
Nowhere?
Yeah, nowhere.
New England?
Not even in New England.
Not even in New England.
Not even in New
England. No city would put pressure on the starting quarterback.
Right.
But why did he play?
What do you mean, why did he play?
Well, was last year just a mulligan year?
No, this is an indictment on us.
I know what you're saying.
I know, and you keep talking about why Carson played. What do you mean he's a quarterback? That's why he played. I'm talking about us and our expectations. That's what I'm talking about. The expectations.
Well, my expectation this year, which is not coming off of a...
No, I'm talking about last year. Switch the subject. I'm talking about last year. He's coming off a torn ACL. And what other city, coming off of winning the Super Bowl, even if he didn't start in the game or play in the game, the guy is coming off of injury.
Yeah, but I mean...
What city would they put pressure on that guy to go win a Super Bowl that year?
I don't
nowhere.
Think... Nowhere. Yeah, but hang on. I don't think that... Last year, going into the season, people were so drunk with the Super Bowl and with what Carson did in 2017, most people, me included, thought that he was going to turn right back into the same quarterback, that all the things that were going wrong with the Eagles, with Nick Foles and in the preseason, Carson Wentz would be the elixir for that. And
we were wrong.
We were wrong. Absolutely, we were wrong. But now I look at 2019... And I say, all right, he's coming off a year. Now he should be more healthy. Now he should be more confident in the knee and everything else. Why shouldn't I expect him to be a Super Bowl team again this year? 888-729-9494. Let's start off with Day in Northeast Philly. Hi, Day.
What up, Mark? What up, Ike?
What up, Dave?
Yo, man, Daddy Ike, man. I'm with you, Mark. I'm 100% with you, Ike. I can't believe you, man. And
what's
look,
up?
In 2017, when we won the Super Bowl, going into that season, nobody predicted us to be Super Bowl contenders. Like, you know that.
Yeah.
Okay. But the play of who? Carson Wentz elevated that, including the team, but his play brought us up there. So if you think we're going to go right back to that level in 2019 and we let go of Nick Foles, it's not going to say no, our team is not better. No, we got Carson Wentz. I'm expecting to go to the Super Bowl every year.
You can expect that every year, but that's not realistic, and you know that.
How?
It's realistic to expect to go to the Super Bowl every year?
All right, so is the Chiefs next year, Patrick Mahomes, are they Super Bowl contenders next year?
No, you said every year, Day.
Carson Wentz, he's a top five quarterback. He's a franchise player, right?
It doesn't mean that the team is good enough to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. Come on, Ike.
Day, all I'm doing, you just said you would expect to go to the Super Bowl every year. That's not realistic.
So next year, you don't think we're contending for a Super Bowl next year? Oh, no, this is what you said with Carson Wentz, that conversation you were just saying.
Yeah, no,
After we win the Super Bowl, we're expecting to win again, Nick Foles or Carson Wentz, but we still have the same team, plus even better.
I see, and I disagree. I don't think the team is better.
Deshaun Watson came off the ACL, too. Hey, they went to the playoffs. I'm pretty sure they were expecting to go to the Super Bowl.
And guess what? They got to the playoffs, and they realized that it's a lot harder. Did he not lose his first playoff game?
They got crushed, didn't they?
Who went to Houston and beat Houston? Wasn't it Indy? Didn't Andrew Luck
beat up on him?
Yeah.
Andrew Luck beat up on him? Yep.
So I guess you can say in theory you expect to go to the Super Bowl every year. Okay. That's fun to say. But I'm saying from a realistic standpoint, if I don't think it's a Super Bowl team, why would I expect the team to go to the Super Bowl? And I'm telling you, as I sit here right now, they don't look like a Super Bowl team. If you get to July and they've added other players, you get to August, they've added other players, then I'll reevaluate them. But I'm not going to say just because Carson Wentz is healthy, I expect this team to go win the Super Bowl. That's crazy.
I look at this team and I see it. They have enough talent on this team. They have plenty of talent on this team. They're well coached. They're well run by Howie Roseman. Sure, there has to be a couple more additions and a good draft where you get some guys. And they haven't necessarily done that in the draft. But I look at the quarterback play, I look at 2017, and if I think that's the quarterback, if I think Carson Wentz is more of the guy in 2017 than the guy to play in 2018, how could I not have Super Bowl expectations?
You can have what you want to have. See, what we're doing is we're doing two. If you're talking about solely the quarterback, and I'm looking at the team.
Right. I'm
looking at the team. That's all I'm doing. I'm looking at the team.
Quarterback play can elevate an otherwise average team. And I think they were better than average in 2017, but it's not like they were elite at a lot of different positions in 2017. They caught fire, man. It was just one of those magical years. Let's go to Fred in Easton, Pennsylvania. Hi, Fred.
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
What's up, Fred?
I'm good. Hey, just real quick, man. When Foles took over for Wentz, okay, if he would have just stunk it up and we didn't make any noise in the playoffs, and we didn't go to the Super Bowl and win, we would have said that Foles wasn't that good. Am I right?
No, I wouldn't have. Maybe some fans would have. I don't know.
Well, but what I'm saying is, I think you're being a little too protective of Wentz, okay? Because I guarantee you Wentz thinks he should make the Super Bowl every year. Foles went in there, he did his job, and more than anybody expected, went and won the Super Bowl, but yet we still want to poo-poo Foles and just make all these excuses for Wentz, and I'm just sick of it as a fan.
Well, I don't know what's got you so irritated, because if you're an Eagles fan, you're an Eagles fan. Why do you feel like you need to be divided? And you bringing up Nick Foles has nothing to do with anything moving forward. See, that's a problem some fans have. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off, because I respect what you're saying, and I love what you did for the city. But what I'm saying
opinions,
is
that's all it is, opinions.
Yeah, and I'm just sick of hearing about, you know, Wentz coming back off of this injury, that injury. Listen, that guy didn't take no pay cut, okay? As a fan, I'm sitting home watching the games. And when we don't win, I'm the one that gets upset about it. I don't get paid for it. I might even miss a day of work because I'm a fool because I don't feel right going to work. But at the end of the day, listen, man, as a fan, I'm going to root hard for the team. And when my guys that are superstars aren't performing like they should, regardless of the reason, you know, that's not my fault. It's my expectation. I want to make the Super Bowl and win it every year.
You got unrealistic expectations, Fred. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. I mean, you can have, as a fan, that's what's great about being a fan. You can have unrealistic expectations. That's what's great about being a fan. I'm not coming from a fan's perspective right now. I'm just analyzing the team.
You're giving your opinion.
I'm just analyzing the team and looking at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a very reasonable expectation in 2019 to expect the Eagles being a Super Bowl-type team. Now, you know what? Then the season happens and it doesn't happen. So I'm not saying that it needs to happen or it's a failure. I think we can look at each individual season and say, well, damn, Carson had a good season, but the defense ultimately wasn't good enough. Or ultimately they just didn't have enough in the running back position or the offensive line. I mean, I think each individual season is different. But going into the season, based on the team right now, if Carson's Carson that I thought he was in 2017, then that is my expectation. And I don't think that's unrealistic. And you're right. We just look at the team differently right now.
I'm not looking to change anybody's mind.
All right.
I'm not looking to change anybody's mind. If you want me to, I don't know, qualify why I feel the way that I feel, then I'll go in and tell you and explain it to you. But
no, you did.
I mean, you can have your expectations.
No, you did.
That's cool.
I think you did a good job of explaining that that the team was good enough around him. But I'll also say it also shows that you have a lack of confidence in Carson being that guy again in 2019.
No, I don't. You just want to paint a narrative on me because you want to drive it. No, I don't. I'm talking about the team.
All right.
You're driving a Carson narrative. I'm driving a team narrative.
No,
let's make it clear. Let's make it clear.
I'm not trying to drive anything.
Well, you are driving a Carson narrative.
No, I'm saying that I expect them to be a Super Bowl team this year. Yes,
because
that's
of Carson.
Narrative. I think that it's
because
a realistic.
Of Carson.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, let's
in large part.
Well, listen, it's best for us to be clear so everybody understands where we're coming from. You're driving a Carson narrative. It's okay.
But it's a positive narrative.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Nick and Summer's
point.
I didn't
say it was positive or negative.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.